Dear Christoph, I've been thinking about your story about the prince. Christoph, I don't think the prince is afraid of Beethoven. I believe he is showing him respect. In Vienna, everyone loves music so much that even a prince will tread carefully around a composer. Have you ever noticed how much music there is in your city? I remember the last time I was there. You were still quite small. I went for a walk one morning. In fact, it was that morning I decided I would someday make my living there. I was crossing the bridge near your house when I heard, approaching from the direction I'd come, a military band. I stopped to listen. When they had passed by, I continued across the bridge to find an organ grinder had stopped to listen too. His little monkey, perched on his shoulder, leaned forward to look into his master's face. And there was more to hear that morning near the bridge. I met along the riverbank a troupe of country dancers. They had come to dance for money in the street. Farther on, I passed under a window and heard a little song come drifting out. As I watched, an old woman came to the window, nodding her head to the tune. Perhaps it was her student who was playing. And I remember a little square. I cannot tell you where it was, but I recall the sight of a small girl chasing pigeons. There were two gentlemen meeting and shaking hands, and I remember the hour striking on a tall city clock. The clock face opened, and a tiny woodsman came running out, chased by a tiny fox. Tomorrow I am going with friends to Bonn, the city where Beethoven was born. I know I will find something to tell you about.